Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My mom used to tell me stories of what it was like to grow up in America during the days of World War II. She would talk of the scarcity of a variety of products. Gasoline, various metals like copper, and of course, sugar. She would reminisce about the food ration stamps that each family was given that you needed to have if you were to get fresh fruits and vegetables or any kind of fresh meat. And she would tell of the air raid warden who used to wear a black armband on his arm, who would make his way around town to warn folks of air raids and to inform them about the next all lights out mandatory drill. Seems strange to us today that an all lights out drill would actually mean all lights out. But it did. For those few hours of the drill, folks were not supposed to turn on any light, light any candle, illuminate any space. It was to be a drill of total darkness. For you see, even a small light can be seen amidst the darkness of a blackened night. Even a small candle has the potential to penetrate the darkness. And thus, even a small candle could get you killed. For in the event of a real night attack by the Nazis, that candle could possibly give the bombers an exact location of where to bomb. And so you see, shining a light into a dark space is not always a safe thing to do. In fact, it can be quite dangerous, because it's in the darkness where evil likes to dwell. Roaches live in the darkness. They scatter when you turn on the light. Rats like to run around in the darkness. And they hate being exposed by the light. And evil people thrive in the darkness because their actions can be hidden and their actions go unseen. And that's whenever you expose those things that love the darkness to the light, you risk being attacked by those things and those people who would prefer it to stay dark. But light is needed for there to be life. Those who dwell in the darkness can never experience life if they are not exposed to the light. And thus, regardless of the danger, the light must risk shining into the darkness if those who dwell in the darkness are ever going to find life. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand to give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your Father in heaven." To be a follower of Jesus is to be a light. And to be a light is to shine. Even if you don't want to, even if the darkness hates you, even if it makes you a target. I know there are many followers of Jesus And this may include some of you here today who don't really like to be noticed, who don't want to stand out or to be an issue or to cause a scene, who would prefer to cover up their light so as not to offend anyone else, so as not to become a target or a talking point. But lights are meant to shine, and such is our purpose in Christ. We were called into a relationship with Jesus through our baptism, in which we were forgiven of all of our sins, forgiven so that we could now shine. If we hide our light, we negate our purpose. But what did Jesus mean by letting our light shine before men, that they may see our good deeds? Well, let me tell you first off what he did not mean. He did not mean that we are to become holier than thou individuals, judging and condemning all those who do not meet up to our Christian standard of morals and ethics. Shining our light is not about a perfect adherence to the law. Shining our light is simply about reflecting Jesus. It's about being a mirror image of him, so that when folks look at us, all they really see is him. Have you ever taken a flashlight, a really bright one, and shined it directly into a mirror? If the flashlight is bright enough, you really can't see the mirror. All you can see is a reflection of the light coming back at you. And so if we truly believe Christ's words here about us being the light of the world, and we believe that God created us and he redeemed us to be a mirror image of himself, then it stands to reason that the purpose of our lives, is to reflect him. So that when people look directly at us, all they see is him. So how do we do that? How do we reflect his light? Commandments say we do it by loving God and loving others. In the Beatitudes, Jesus spoke of the blessedness of those who are meek and merciful and peacemakers and lovers of righteousness. In the coming weeks, in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus will tell us of other ways that we can reflect his light. And those ways have to do with honoring your word, even when it means personal loss and sacrifice. Forgiving others, even when they don't deserve it and didn't ask for it. Loving others, even when they hate you and seek to hurt you. And giving to others, even though you're not going to get any credit for it. Jesus' words here in the Sermon on the Mount are dangerous for us because they force us to be open with our faith and out there with our lives. Sitting in the back of the classroom in relative anonymity is not an option for us as Christians. You see, we are to openly and overtly love others, to help others, to sacrifice for others, to submit to others. We're to live such demonstrably merciful and meek lives that when folks see us, they can't help but see Jesus. They can't help but think of how Jesus was obedient to death, even the death of a cross, in order to forgive us of our sins. Even though he hadn't done anything wrong, they can't help but think of how Jesus loved and accepted the woman who was caught in adultery, whom everyone else was ready to stone. How he loved and accepted the man who was being crucified on a cross right next to him. They can't help but think of how Jesus welcomed the estranged and how he even forgave his executioners. Letting your light shine is not about attending church every Sunday. It's not about not using foul language. It's not about not looking at pornography on the internet. Those are all good things to do in keeping with following Christ. We should attend church every Sunday. We should watch what we say. And we should not do any of that stuff on the internet. But letting your light shine has to do with reflecting Christ, reflecting his heart and reflecting his life. It has to do with an active love and an intentional service. Jesus humbled himself and took on the nature of a servant so that he might suffer and die as the payment for our sin. He loved us so much that he actively laid down his life for us on the cross while we were still his enemies. He forgave us of our sins before we even asked for forgiveness. He conquered the grave, and he wrote our names in the book of heaven long before our names were ever written in any book on this earth. We will live in eternity with God because we have a Savior who loved us and who sacrificed for us, though we in no way deserved it. You want to know what it means to let your light shine before others? Do what Jesus did. Love those who hate you. Help those who hurt you. Serve those who steal from you. Do that, and you'll shine. Do that, and you will be reflecting Christ. Do that, and folks will see his light in you and through you. To God be the glory for the gift of his Son, Jesus. Amen.